Σας καλωσορίζουμε στη σειρά DIRI Podcasts. Είμαι ο Ρόμπερτ Πεφάνης, Διευθυντής Μάρκετινγκ και Επικοινωνίας του Αμερικανικού Κολεγίου Ελλάδος. I have with me today Rania Sariotaki, who is the Senior Sustainability Manager, Office of Public Affairs, the American College of Greece. Rania, it's great to have you here.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Good. And our topic today, which is mainly about sustainability, is a very interesting and very, I would call it, also a trendy, at the moment, topic. So, let's start with the basics for the audience that is not familiar, most possibly, with sustainability. What do we mean by sustainability? What does it entail?
Based on the United Nations, sustainability means meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. In other words, people living today shouldn't use up the world's resources so there are none left for those who live after us. Sustainability focuses on three areas: environmental protection, economic and social development. When we talk about sustainability, we talk about environmental justice, social equity, protection of human rights, etc. At the moment, there are 7.8 billion people living on the planet. People, in order to survive, need certain resources like food, water, and somewhere to live. Unfortunately, the past years, we have moved away from basic needs. Economic growth has mainly come at the expense of the environment since the Industrial Revolution began. While economies, population, and demand grows continuously, the size of the Earth remains the same. Sustainability as a tool helps us adapt strategies in a modern world to uplift economies without exhausting natural resources. It is essential to have international collaboration also. So in this context, in 2015, all United Nations members adopted the Sustainable Development Goals as a universal action to end poverty, protect the planet, and ensure that by 2030, all people enjoy peace and prosperity.
It's a noble cause. Very interesting. So let's talk about ACG's sustainability journey. What is our approach? What is ACG's approach towards sustainability?
Since its founding in 1875, ACG has been a socially responsible institution and an integral part of the community in which it always operated. Its motto, to serve, not to be served, has been the guiding principle throughout its long and rich history. As a leading educational institution, the American College of Greece recognizes the environmental, economic, and social benefits of resource efficiency and commits to educate, inspire, and empower its students, as well faculty, staff, parents, alumni, trustees, and business partners to develop a sustainability culture on campus, collaborating with the local community in promoting sustainability best practices. Following U.S. best practices and also as also reflected in our president's strategic plan, the American College of Greece is gradually developing an ever-growing number of sustainability best practices. ACG is committed to systematically addressing issues from sustainability focus in academic programs and research and reducing its carbon footprint while improving its energy efficiency to enhancing its social impact and increasing transparency and accountability in its daily operations. For all its relevant activity, ACG has been awarded the STARS Gold Rating in recognition of its best practices in five categories: academics, engagement, operations, planning and administration, and innovation and leadership. ACG is the only academic institution in Greece to have received a distinction by the U.S. AACE Association. It's an internationally acclaimed association. Through its membership in the UN Global Compact, the UN Academic Impact, and the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network, ACG has committed to always operate in support of the UN SDGs and, most importantly, goal number 4, quality education. At ACG, we place a strong emphasis on providing our students, the leaders of tomorrow, with the knowledge, values, and experiences needed to navigate this ever-changing environment while acting as engaged and responsible citizens and professionals in order to help create a more socially, economically, and environmentally sustainable world.
Good, great. So I think we've covered the next question that I had for you regarding what we have achieved in this sector so far. So I'm going to move on to the next one. What are some of the most notable sustainability initiatives or projects that the Office of Public Affairs has spearheaded?
The Office of Public Affairs leads all sustainability-related activity in terms of operations and engagement to advance sustainability on campus. So far, we have strengthened, we keep strengthening the collaboration with and preparing reports for various local and international organizations, supporting the UN Sustainable Development Goals. I want to stress here the collaboration of a private educational institution with a public university and a business network. We have collaborated with the University of Crete and CSR Hellas for the launching of the CSR Summer School. It's a special project, is a seminar, a school that provides business professionals the necessary knowledge and skills that they could apply and promote, that would help them promote sustainability in their own organizations.
That sounds very interesting. When is this going to be held?
It's going to be held for the fourth time in the coming June.
Good.
Apart from that, we have been working and we keep working with other ACG departments on implementing STARS recommendations, promoting new ACG policies. We have organized awareness-raising campaigns and social impact activities engaging our students, faculty and staff, like the ACG Goes Plastic Free campaign or the Reduce, Reuse, Recycle. This year, our campaign is focused on reducing our footprint, meaning promote the reduction and the elimination of food waste on campus. The Office of Public Affairs is working closely with the ACG 150 Center of Excellence in Sustainability, established in 2011, a pioneer center focused on advancing sustainability in academics and conducting sustainability-related research. And of course, last but not least, we have organized and we keep organizing a variety of sustainability-related events on sustainability-related topics.
Very interesting. And congratulations, because it is a fact that everybody has noticed, everybody has taken account of what you're doing, and there's so many things. Excellent. Now, Rania, what's the secret to educating our community on sustainability? How do you guys engage and involve them as active agents?
First of all, our main emphasis is given to promoting sustainability through our curriculum. We have dedicated academic programs like the Bachelor in Environmental Sciences or our newly launched Biomedical Sciences program. We have minors on environmental management, sustainable economics and finance. More through our liberal education program, more than 50% of our students are being educated on sustainability-related topics. And of course, it's very important that our 64-acre campus is used as a campus living laboratory. That means that students get to perform and to put in practice what they learn in class outside the classroom. Another mean of engaging our students and staff is by peer-to-peer education. This is clearly demonstrated through dedicated student organizations like the ACG Sustainability Leaders or the ACG Student Hub, where its members promote a sustainability culture and awareness on and off campus, of course. Through our volunteer activities, it is worth noting that ACG Gymnasium students learned from day one the act of giving. We have launched the ACG Community Service Days twice a year. Our students, faculty, and staff get together and volunteer through our raising awareness campaigns mentioned earlier. Last but not least, our students during their graduation, they take the graduation pledge. They commit to continue to carry on the values and skills acquired during their years at ACG and make them an integral part in their business and personal and professional lives.
Excellent. So what's ahead now? What are your plans, the next steps that you have arranged for 2022 and 2023?
Of course, our number one goal is to achieve a higher score in the category of Stars Gold rating. The long-term goal is to acquire the platinum because Stars is a benchmark in order for us to even become more better and perform even more sustainably.
Yeah, it is evident because if I remember a couple of years ago, we were silver, right?
And we started with bronze with our first report. Okay. Our second report, it was silver. And we are among the few institutions, we are the only one institution outside US that has achieved such a rating.
That's excellent.
And we are so proud of it.
Well, obviously, yeah. So I think platinum is, you know, it's maybe a year away.
Yeah. It's not something, it's not very far reaching because if we collaborate together and we keep collaborating and we keep performing as we do, then it's not that far away.
Excellent.
Our next goal, of course, is to increase our sustainability focused and sustainability related courses by 20%. Have at least one learning outcome on sustainability in all programs at undergraduate level. Increase our volunteer hours to 50,000. Increase the faculty and staff ACG pride to 95%. In 2019, it was in 93. Elimination of our carbon footprint and energy consumption, that we have already projects in place. Increase the number of our energy A efficiency buildings. Total replacement of conventional light bulbs with energy efficiency solutions. Total elimination of single-use plastic items on campus like cups, straws, cutlery, food containers. And eliminated food waste by 50% in collaboration with our catering provider and through our membership with the Alliance for the Elimination of Food Waste. And of course, integration of the building of all the buildings of the college and building management system. 85% of our buildings are already integrated.
Good. So that's quite a long list.
This there are many is a things snapshot of our goals. There are many projects being in place and many projects to undertake.
Bravo. Bravo. Rania, it was a pleasure to have you here and our discussion was extremely interesting. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
One more to add is don't forget to check out frequently our sustainability at ACG website for updates. Follow us on social media and check your inbox for our sustainability at ACG newsletter.
Good. Rania, thank you once again. Thank you very much.
Είμαι ο Ρόμπερτ Πεφάνης και παρακολουθήσατε ένα ακόμα επεισόδιο της σειράς The Re Podcast.